This is Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. Around about this time on a Monday, our weekend warrior comes in, helps you make sense of the 48 hours you just had. He's not in. Instead, standing in very, very bravely, our weekend warrior princess, Lucy Ross. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick. Pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you here. I imagine many people listening, like me, didn't pay a lot of attention to the news over the weekend, enjoying the weather or hiding from the weather.
Yeah.
What happened? What did we miss?
Well, a lot of weather-related events.
A lot.
Ironically. So remember end of last year, we had the South Australian electricity power failures.
Yes, famously.
And famously. And the Turnbull government did a little bit of not enough wind.
That's right.
They renewable energy.
Renewables, didn't they?
But, well, there was a report released by the Australian Energy Market Operator who operates the electricity, and they went, no, it's not lack of wind. It's too much wind.
Too much wind?
The storm knocked down 20 transmitters. Solar. Too much wind. Too much renewable energy.
I'm pretty sure nothing could survive 20 transmitters
exactly.
being...
Exactly. And back when this happened, good old Mr. Barnaby Joyce did speak to ABC News Radio and said, even if there is a major storm, it should not be the case that you have a major blackout across a whole state. And on the one hand, I feel that's a reasonable request. On the other hand, as the Australian Energy Market Operator says, losing 20 transmitters that quickly...
is ridiculous.
Is like the network's like a dominoes. They're all connected.
Of course.
And, you know, maybe it could have lost one or two, a few areas blacked out, but 20... quickly, yeah, that's going down.
Everything's going down.
Everything's going down. So the Turnbull government ignored all that and got on their not enough wind.
Anti-renewable coal. Energy.
Spring a coal into Parliament.
Don't even talk to me about that. That was ridiculous.
It's great.
Wow. All right.
All right. But New South Wales weather.
Yes, go on.
The fires.
Oh,
catastrophic.
Bad.
Now, that's very rarely thrown out. That's only, you know, if a fire takes hold, we're going to have another Black Saturday, Ash Wednesday scenario.
We've had some horrible
We've had them.
In New South Wales.
We've had them. The Hunter region specifically had the catastrophic fire warning, which is close to where I was staying. I was on the Central Coast, so kind of like bordering. And I was watching it all go down on Facebook. And the advice was to leave now before there's a fire. And normally it's like, there's a fire coming to you. Maybe you should leave soon, leave soon, leave now. It's like, no, leave
now.
Before there's a fire, because if it takes hold, there's nothing we can do about
Holy
it.
Holy heck.
Which is pretty, like, astounding to think about.
Yeah.
That, okay, you need to get out before there's an actual fire, or at least get away from the bushland.
It's some of the worst we've seen around that area.
It was just so dry and hot, and that cool change wasn't reaching the Hunter. But and with the 40 degrees as well, there's still over 100 fires in New South Wales over the weekend. 30 still going as now.
30?
Which is a lot, which is quite a lot. I know a few quite large as well. I know there's one in the Hunter region that's currently burnt through 41,000 hectares with homes lost, livestock lost. It's not.
Yeah, we're going to be adding that up for a long time afterwards to see how bad that's been. Wow. Yeah.
So the volunteers going out and fighting that as well. My mum's actually an RFS volunteer.
Is she?
She is. As British are useful in some ways in Australia, I would say we get involved. But she was saying that if she got the call out, she wouldn't have gone just because it was 40 degrees.
Mm.
And I think that's one of the reasons the RFS were worried, because... the idea with, because A, you're a volunteer.
Yep.
B, the idea is if you don't think you're capable of going, don't go, because you're only going to put your team in danger and we're just going to have to pull you out.
Of course.
40 degrees, that's hot.
It's beyond hot.
In catastrophic fire conditions.
That's remarkable.
You know, what can you do?
Not a lot, unfortunately.
There's not much you can do in front of a fire in 40 degrees.
Yeah, well, our thoughts are with everyone in that
yes,
area.
Yes, of course. But a bit more in the, well, not so much lighter news, entertainment news, which isn't my forte.
Okay, let's give it a crack.
It's not my forte. I apologise if I get anything wrong. The BAFTAs.
Ah, the British Oscars.
British Oscars. Thanks, mate. The BAFTAs.
love the BAFTAs.
I don't. They're all the same to me, but here we go. Here we go. So far, Australian Luke Davis has collected the award for his film Lion as Best Adapted Screenplay.
Go on, Luke.
So go on the Aussies. Woo. Go on the Aussies. Woo. Whilst Best Animation has gone to Kudo and Two Strings.
Excellent.
And Viola Davis has won Best Supporting Actress for her stunning performance in The Fences. Have you seen any of those movies? Because I haven't.
I haven't seen Lion, but Mr. Michael Jones on a Thursday has reviewed both Fences and Lion for me. He loved Lion. Oh, he really? Was less bullish about Fences.
I've heard good things about Lion. I have heard very good things.
Well, it's the director's first feature film.
Oh, really?
And it's going to be just socking away awards like it's going into style.
If I was to make a feature film, that's how I'd want to start.
Just off, just yeah, bang.
Bang, BAFTAs, bang. Oscars, Logies. Knock them down. Get them in. You don't know when you're going to have another fantastic film.
That's a you very don't. Dark way you of don't. Looking at that.
Maybe right. if you've got my skill level.
All right.
I don't know.
All right.
So, from one award ceremony to the next, many celebrities are hitting up social media, showing off their preparation for the Grammys.
Oh.
Celebrities such as Lea Michele are showing off their glam squad. That's a thing now, your glam squad. I think that's where you get your girlies in.
And it's just a nice photo of everyone looking
selfie.
Lovely. Glam squad.
Glam sure. squad. Speaking of Grammys, ending on a bit of a sad note, sadly, 7-time Grammy Award-winning jazz pop artist Al Jarreau passed away yesterday at the age of 76.
That is very sad.
Best known for hits We In This Love Together, Breaking Away, and producing the theme song for the 1980s television show Moonlight.
Aww. Well, thank you very much. That was the weekend that was.
Thank you so much,
Nick. Bit of a bum note, but fine.
Sorry.
No, really appreciate it. Thank you very much, Lucy.